It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An indictment out of Western Pennsylvania charges five military hackers, officers in the Chinese People's Liberation Army, with directing a conspiracy to steal information from Pittsburgh-based organizations. According to the indictment, among the six organizations victimized are U.S. Steel, Westinghouse, Alcoa, Solar World, and the United Steelworkers International Union. The charges were announced yesterday in Washington by U.S. Attorney Eric Holder and David Hickton, the U.S. Attorney in Western Pennsylvania. Mr. Hickton is involved because the victims are from the 25-county district where his staff prosecutes cases. And he joins us by phone now from Washington. David Hickton, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Describe the nature of the hacking that went on here.
Well, what the indictment alleges is that these individuals used a scheme to infiltrate some of our leading companies in Pittsburgh and indeed the United States, the leading steel maker, the leading aluminum maker, the largest union in North America, one of the leading producers of nuclear power, one of our specialty steel makers, and then the sixth victim is a company in Oregon that's the leading developer of solar power. And what they did was, through means of spear phishing, criminally infiltrated the computer systems of these companies, placed bugs in the companies to create backdoors, and then used a series of other compromised computers around the country to mask where their location was, and exfiltrated very sensitive commercial data, very valuable information from these companies, including business plans, cost and production analysis, market research, attorney-client communications, as well as all of the data for all of the system users in these companies, the emails, the passwords, and so forth.
Why were these Pittsburgh-based companies, U.S. Steel, Westinghouse, Alcoa, Solar World, why were they targeted?
Well, Pittsburgh, we're proud to say, has long been the cradle of American industry, and we have a specialty around the world recognized in our steel and metals. We also have many of the producers of nuclear power here, and I've said on many occasions that because of those production capabilities, we have been the ground zero for the cyber attacks because we have things of value. We also are the home of organized labor. We have some of the best working people in the world, and in the U.S. Steelworkers, we have the largest union in North America. And so what has happened here with all of these companies is there have been reasons why they've been hacked. And we've detailed some of them to give illustrations. But for example, Westinghouse was engaged in negotiations over a joint venture for sharing their technology on nuclear power. In the steel industry, we've taken everything that's been thrown at us as the increasingly competitive global economy has created challenges for all of industry, and Pittsburgh has been particularly hard hit. But one way to respond to these challenges is to invest money in new processes. So in oil country tubular goods and seamless pipe at U.S. Steel and a GOES process for ATI, they have spent money to try and leap forward with new and better and innovative ways to do things. And these things are of great value. And what has happened is, at the same time trade cases were going on, where similar products are being offered into our market on below-cost basis by state-owned companies in China, our investigation shows that this unit of the Chinese military was hacking these very companies, and not only hacking them substantively, but hacking into the very trade case where they were going to get the level playing field. So this is a very important case, and the significance, Paul, is that this is really the first time that the American criminal justice system and a criminal indictment has been used to challenge this type of behavior. And I'm very proud that it happened here and that our group, both at the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI, which has been working so hard on it for so long, that the first case came here in Pittsburgh. And I think there'll be more cases as a result of this case. But the real significance of it is that the criminal indictment is now a tool to protect us from cyber thieves.
We're talking with David Hickton, who is the U.S. attorney in Western Pennsylvania. And David, if these are Chinese military officials, is it reasonable to assume that the Chinese government is behind this?
Well, we believe that particularly one of the individuals who was keeping a secret database of intelligence, and we believe for the benefit of state-owned companies, that's a fair inference. But I'd really rather just rely upon what the evidence shows, and I think we'll just hope to get him here in Pittsburgh for a trial in the federal courthouse in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where they will be accorded all the due process rights of any other defendant. I am hopeful and optimistic that we will be able to do that. And it's really all set forth in the indictment, which can be read online. Fairly specific.
And I don't want to lead you into any particular speculation, but if Westinghouse was cooperating with the Chinese government to help explain certain aspects of nuclear technology, why then would the Chinese want to hack into businesses like Westinghouse?
Well, I mean, there are technology transfer rules for these joint ventures. And beyond that, I really can't get into the detail of what our investigation has shown. I can only tell you that there is no set of facts which would support the use of criminal techniques, illegal techniques, to infiltrate these systems. Paul, if you did this or I did this, we'd be prosecuted. So there's absolutely no reason to countenance this behavior by individuals just because they're overseas or they're affiliated with nation states. And I think that the companies that are victims in this case, as well as all of us, are tired of this, where our competitive advantage is to invest in research and development, to build plants, to try and compete on a level playing field in this increasingly competitive global market. And, we'll take everything that is thrown at us, but we need to fight fair. And it is not fighting fair in the eyes of anywhere around the world that you can secretly and criminally infiltrate these systems, as we've alleged in this case.
Do we have an extradition treaty with China?
We do not at this point have an extradition treaty with China.
So is there any reasonable expectation that the Chinese government will cooperate with the U.S.?
I'm hopeful, as the Attorney General said earlier today, that the Chinese government will respect the American criminal justice system. And when these types of allegations have been made before, the government of China has said, you have offered us no proof. Well, now we have. That's what this indictment is. And this is a new day for protecting American citizens from these types of threats. So I'm not going to guess or prognosticate what is the chance that we get them here. It's obviously easier if the people are here when we charge any crime. But just because they are not in our district and it may be a struggle to get them here, is no reason not to charge the case. And my position on this is that we're going to use every means possible to bring them to justice here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And what do you think the chances are that these defendants will ever stand trial in a U.S. courtroom?
I'm not going to estimate chances. I'm just going to tell you that I am hopeful and optimistic that that will happen.
David, can you describe the negative impact of these espionage activities on the companies targeted?
Well, I think anyone would understand that there's tremendous value in the commercially sensitive information that any company has. And this ranges from how they build their products to how they analyze their markets to how they set up their organizations to do their business. It involves their strategic plans. It involves their sensitive commercial communications with customers. It involves their sensitive communications between the leaderships at the corporate leadership level. All of these things have tremendous value. So when a company invests in its business to make the leaps forward to build new products and better products to compete on the level playing field, if you take that from them illegally, that is nothing more than 21st century burglary. It's burglary over a cyber platform, and it's stealing valuable information. But I focus always on the victims in the cases. And the victims here are not only these corporations, which are losing, and this labor organization, which is being hacked in the middle of a trade case, or as it advocates on behalf of a level playing field for the American worker. But I really focus in this case on the downstream effect of real ordinary Americans in Western Pennsylvania who play by the rules, who, as a result of these intrusions and some of these practices, face the fact that they might have their plant closed, or they may lose time and hours, and as a result of that, they can't afford their home, or if they lose their job, they in fact lose their home. These are the real direct and painful effects of this behavior, and which is why this case is so important.
Is there a dollar value that you can put on the information stolen?
We have not. We were asked that question. There's a statutory range to bring the charges, which a threshold that's a very small threshold, you know, loss in excess of $5,000. I don't want to speculate. I believe that the number is huge. I believe that measuring the direct impact and indirect impact upon these victims in our community is something that will come in time, but it's a very large number.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with David Hickton. He's the U.S. Attorney in Western Pennsylvania about the indictment out of Western Pennsylvania charging five military hackers, officers in the Chinese People's Liberation Army, with directing a conspiracy to steal information from Pittsburgh-based organizations. David, how were you able to track down and identify the perpetrators?
I can't really talk about that, Paul. I mean, that's a matter of the sort of the secret sauce of our investigative techniques, and I don't really want to get into that over the radio for reasons which I'm sure you understand.
Certainly. Can you describe then, perhaps, in more general terms, how the case came together?
No, not specifically to the case. What I can tell you is this, though, that since I've been U.S. attorney, I've made National Security and Cyber a dedicated unit. We meet every Monday morning is the first thing I do. We take the business very seriously. I've put some of our best people in there, and when I've hired people who have special capability. And we put that together with perhaps the most outstanding FBI unit in the country, and we have developed a bit of a signature here for bringing these cases. We treat this very seriously. We have both the will and the skill to do these cases, and I don't think this will be the last case you see from our office.
What other industries in Western Pennsylvania are at risk?
Well, I don't want to talk about anything that relates to any of our investigations, but I would say I think every industry is at risk. You know, the Internet is an open platform, and so these crimes intrude through the open portal of the victims in these cases. I mean, you know, a year and a half ago, we had the Pitt bomb threat case. I guess it's longer than that now. But we were dealing with an open environment, an open Internet environment of a university, which needs to be open in order for them to function as they function. And that was a cyber crime. So I think that we're all coming to an increasing awareness that this problem of open access over the Internet places us at risk in many different forms. And this case is about protecting the intellectual property of these companies and protecting against this type of cyber theft and espionage by using a criminal indictment as a tool. It's the first time it's been done. It's a very important first step. It's the dawn of a new day in doing this type of work, and I'm grateful to be part of it, really grateful for the leadership and support of the president and the attorney general and the great work of the FBI, both here and in Washington. I mean, it takes really super investigators to be able to trace this from a report of an intrusion to the proof necessary to put an indictment before a grand jury. And ultimately, if you've read the indictment, you see that we've not only identified these individuals, their pictures are attached to the indictment, and we've identified the location, the address, in a city in Shanghai, China. So it's been a great investigation, and I'm really, really proud of our team.
David Hickton, U.S. Attorney in Western Pennsylvania, discussing the case of alleged hacking by Chinese military officials into several Western Pennsylvania companies. Mr. Hickton, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Coming up, Post-Gazette critic Rob Owen on some changes coming to a TV near you. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.